The Food and Drug Administration has blocked imports of wheat gluten from a company in China because they were contaminated. Tainted food is suspected to have caused kidney failure in dogs and cats across North America. Last month, Menu Foods of Canada recalled nearly 95 brands of cuts and gravy-style pet food, and now there have been recalls from three more companies: Nestle Purina Pet Care, Del Monte Pet Products, and Hill's Pet Nutrition. Initially, owners were told the contaminant might be a drug used as rat poison. Then last week, the FDA said it had found a chemical used to make plastic in the wheat gluten samples it tested. Elizabeth Weiss has been covering the pet food recall for USA Today. And Elizabeth, this wheat gluten that's been banned from China was found to have contained melamine. Tell us about that.
Melamine is a chemical that has numerous uses, we found out. In the United States, it's primarily used as an ingredient in plastics. However, in Asia, it's also used as a fertilizer. The folks at the Fertilizer Institute told me that it's especially used as a slow-release fertilizer, they believe primarily in forestry, because it does take so long to come out. And so it's a conundrum as to how it would have gotten into the wheat gluten, but it probably wasn't used as a fertilizer in the wheat itself.
But it did get in, and then that wheat gluten got into the pet food.
It did.
There was also this rat poison that was found by a New York lab, but I understand the FDA hasn't been able to confirm that.
The FDA says they're not finding it. The rat poison was aminopterin, which, again, neither of these are actually allowed for use in the United States. New York State Lab says they found it. They stand by that. It could be a byproduct of the fact that we've actually gotten so good at testing and finding things that we could be finding things that are in fact there. They're just at such low levels or so infrequently that that may not be the cause of the problem. Toxicologists still aren't sure if the melamine is in fact the cause of the problem. FDA is being very clear that while there is a strong association between the wheat gluten that had the melamine in it going into the pet food, which then was eaten by animals which were affected, they don't know for certain that that is the causative agent of the poisonings. It could conceivably be something that was in the melamine or somehow is connected to it. At this point, we don't know yet.
Another thing that's unclear is exactly how many pets have either gotten sick or died from this contaminated food.
There's no way to really know. We don't track pet deaths in the way that we track human deaths through the Centers for Disease Control. However, information that's coming out of nationwide pet hospitals, chains, and some states would indicate that it's certainly higher than the 14 that the FDA is reporting or the 16 Menu Foods is reporting, probably in the hundreds. But at this point, there's really no way to know. And FDA's got 9,400 calls about this. They're calling people back, but that's going to take time.
Elizabeth, who's responsible for regulating the pet food industry?
The Food and Drug Administration. But the Food and Drug Administration is primarily responsible for the human food supply. In this country, we have, this is going back to 1906, we have a system in place which is predominantly focused on making sure that nothing gets into the food supply that could hurt people, and animals are secondary. However, the FDA has pretty strict regulations. There's a lot of good manufacturing practices that are expected of companies, but the FDA certainly does not have someone out in every plant for human or animal food testing it. That just wouldn't be practical. There's a fair amount of testing done at the state level by state departments of agriculture, but really we rely in this country on good manufacturing practices and companies doing their own internal testing. But one of the companies that we talked to early on said, this is so out of left field. He said, we don't test for plutonium in our food either because we would never expect to find it there. This is not something that you would ever test for.
Elizabeth Weiss is covering the pet food recall for USA Today. Elizabeth, thanks very much.